listen to an interview with Colin Kemp, an expert on data privacy, and find out more about International Data Protection Day.
Colin, you're one of the many organizers of events on International Data Protection Day.
That's correct. I've been one since Data Protection Day was celebrated for the first time in 2007.
Can you tell us more about that day, Colin?
Sure. In April 2006, the European Union decided that every year on the 28th of January, Data Protection Day should be celebrated across Europe. One year later, the event was also held outside of Europe. Outside of Europe, it's called Data Privacy Day.
And why does Data Protection Day take place on January 28th?
January 28th is a special day for data protection. People celebrate that Convention 108, a European document, was created in 1981. This document protects people when their personal information is processed by a computer.
How does Convention 108 protect people?
Convention 108 includes a number of rules on data processing. For example, if you collect people's personal information, you have to tell them that you're doing so. People usually have to sign that it's okay for them that information like their name and address are processed, and they have to be informed of their right to have that information corrected. Also, you can't just collect and process people's so-called sensitive data, like information about their religion or sex life.
This document has been around for more than 30 years. Shouldn't people know enough by now about data protection and privacy?
Sadly, they don't. You see, since Convention 108 was created, so many things have changed. In the 1980s, much less information was collected than nowadays. Today, if you just visit a website, more information is collected about you than you can imagine. And many people give away a lot of information freely. For example, when they share pictures and stories on social networks.
I see. Data Protection Day is more important than ever.
That's true. And through all kinds of events worldwide, people start thinking about data protection. They're made aware of how important it is to know your rights, to fight for your rights, and, last but not least, to protect your data.
Well, thank you very much for the interview, Colin.